Viter in Shas, Perim Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yod Ches. Picking it up at the bottom of Kuf Yod Zadam Beis, Bada Mishnah, Bada Mishnah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah, V'chein Beis Abad, Shehu Banui Besela. Similarly, right, we were talking about the case of, let's say, somebody owns, you have two brothers own a house and it falls down, or two people own the house and it falls down. Similarly, if Beis Abad, Shehu Banui Besela, let's say you have an olive press that was built into a rock, V'gina Achas Al Gabav, and there's a garden on top of it. And then what happens? This person goes, he dies, and one of the sons takes the olive press, the other takes the garden that's right on top. So you have like this rock that was kind of dug into. And in there, they put the olive press. And on top of that, there was a garden that was placed on top of that. Picture like you're going out and there's a rock right in front of you. Someone just digs into the rock on the top and they build that garden. Vinivchas, and then the top part falls down. It all comes tumbling down. And part of it collapses in. Herbalagini Yord Vizar Lamata, the owner of the garden, can go down and he can plant his stuff in the area where the olive press is. Ad shiyase lebeis bado kipin, until the owner of the olive press makes this kipin, means like a dome, in order for him to go on to do it again. Rashi says, El yonite and olav, offer yizari, he'll put dirt on top, and then he'll go on a plant over there. Akos of El Yilin Shadafu, Rishus Rabbim Ezekiel. Let's say you have a wall and a tree that go and fall to Rishus Rabbim, its own, obviously Rishus Yochan, it falls to Rishus Rabbim, it damages something, Potter Milashavim, it's going to be Potter from having to pay. Rashi says, Milashavim, Demai Havalelamevit, honestly, what could he have done? It was an honest, he didn't know that's going to happen. Nosel is man, Lokos is the Eel of a Lister, but let's say basically came along. Rashi says, they saw it, that it was leaning a little bit, and they said, you got to break it down. They gave him a certain amount of time to break it down. Venofel Batokosman, it fell down within that amount of time, then Potter, they're off the hook because there's nothing could have done in it. After the time, they're going to be chayv because they're warned to go and to take it down. Next, Misha, let's say there's a wall that's next to the garden of his friend, Venofel, it falls down, and the owner of the garden says to the owner of the wall, get rid of your rocks, I found my thing. And he says back to him, beep, turn the page. They belong to you, they're yours. Rashi says, Heim Shelcha, Upana, son. You can just keep them. They're yours. Ain Shavon Lo, we don't listen to him. We don't force the Balgina to go to have to take it. Rashi says, Ain Ze Rotze, Ain Kona Lo Davar, Hefker, Omatana. He's not interested with it. Mishakim Lo, but if he does accept it, he says, you know, I'm fine, I'll take it. Amalo, and then the owner of the wall says, hey there, hey, Lechasitio, Zecha, here, you clear it out. Take the money of the, you know, the cost you to clear away the stones. I'll pay it to Venita El Shali. I'm going to go and take him back. Ain Shavon Lo, we don't listen to him. You already give it up. Nice try. Someone goes to hire, he's a worker. She hired him to go gather straw or, you know, straw, process straw, or whole straw. And then he says, when he's done, he says, all right, pay me because, you know, I did the whole straw thing for you. The boss says to him, just take what you did as your work, as your pay. Rashi says, everything you gathered, you can keep. The guy is not forced to go and to keep that. Rashi says, even though in all places we say that the value of money is money itself, hacha gabe poel, but if you're by a poel, by a worker, bal tolin scharks, if it says don't delay in paying him a schar, mada isni bahadei mashma, so it means what you set up with him, you do, you have to do that. However, Misha Kibalov, let's say he decides he wants to go and he accepts it. He says, okay, fine, no problem. But Amalo, and the guy says, hey, look, Schari, you know, here's actually your money in cash for Niatel Shali, and I'll take that straw. In Shomalo, we don't listen to him. Sorry, man, you gave it up already. Okay, Zakta Gemara, Nifchasa. When we talk about the idea of the case where you had this olive press that was built into the rock, that area where they put the olive press over there, and on top of it was a garden, it fell down. The guy can go and he can live over there. The question is now, how much of the roof has to break down? Nifchasa, how much in order for this did to apply that they can go and plant it there? Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, like we saw earlier. Rav Amar Beruba, it has to be majority of the roof fell down. Shmuel Amar Ba'arba, even if it's only a 4 square Tfachim area that fell in. Rav Amar Beruba, he says that's going to be the majority of it, of a Ba'arba, but if it's only 4 square Tfach, then no, you can't go ahead and you can't go and plant in this thing. Because let him just give him an area, you know, equivalent to how much broke down over there, and then he can go plant it over there. Because Adam Zera Chesilamato Chesilamala, it's not a crazy thing for people to go out to plant half of the stuff up top, half of the stuff down below. Ushmulamar Baba says, don't even with Fort Tfachim, you have to go and let him do it in your area, because Ain Adam Zera Chesilamato Chesilamala, a person is not a normal thing to be expected that he would go ahead and he would be planting a little bit above, a little bit below. That's not normal. Therefore, you have to allow him to plant down below. Now, We saw this machlokas earlier about, let's say, the floor of the upper part collapsed and fell over there. And Rav says that the one who's living upstairs can move downstairs only if majority of it fell. And Shmuel says, no, even if it's four tefachim. That's the Gemara. It's three chiefs to bring both cases. The Ashman Nadir, if you just heard about the case of the apartment, I would say, Bahaka Amr Shmuel, that's where Shmuel says that even if it's only four tefachim that it falls in, he can go and he can move downstairs with his neighbor, because you can't expect this person to put some of his stuff down there. Mishub de la avidi in, she did I report to hacha patacha. Not a normal thing with people living a little bit here, a little bit there. Avalinian zriya, when it comes to planting a garden, avidi in, she desire hacha patacha patacha. It's normal that they would go and plant a little here, a little there. Ema moda lishmul arav. Maybe she will be moda to Rav, who says that even more than four wouldn't work, it'd have to be the majority of it. Maybe maskim over there, they have to say they didn't over here. Viet barbach, we just would have tossed the case of the garden above that chamber that was chiseled out. They would think, Bahach Kam Rav, that's what Rav said, that it's got to be majority of it that fell down. But over here, by the case of the apartment, it's very unusual for people to live a little bit up here, a little bit up there. And Modi Lishmuel, there may be Maskin Lishmuel, that even if an area of only four Tfachim fell, and then the upstairs guy can move totally into the lower one. Therefore, you have to say the din there as well. Tzricha, therefore, has to say both dinim. And you give him a certain amount of time to go and cut down the tree or break down the wall. The kamas man bezin, how much did they give? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Shoshim, we're talking about, they give him 30 days. Let's say someone's wall fell into this neighbor's garden. He says, go take your own thing. He doesn't have to accept it. Right? But if he does accept it, you can't come and take it back. Ha, I mean the Katani Seifa, but in fact it says in the Seifa, Helech Yitzhiyosecha, it says take the expenses that you have to incur for clearing away all that stuff. Mechlad de Panino Eskino, we're dealing with the case where the guy already cleared it all away. Taima de Panino, which is implying that the reason why the owner can keep it is because he already cleared it away. Halopanino lo, but if he hadn't done it, then no, the guy can take him back. Amai, why would it be the case? Vitikna le Sadeu, let it be that his field should acquire from him if he didn't clear it away. What does it mean that it's going to acquire for him? That's where the owner of the object really had in mind to transfer it over to the guy of the chatzer. But in this case, the guy's not. Did he really want to go out and give him those stones? He was just pushing him off so he could deal with it a little bit later. But if the guy really does act upon it, then itaka does go to him. Next, a sokolos says, "Ma a guy who hires someone to go work for him to go gather straw, Whoa, 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 whoa! So you say to him, you can keep it. You can't force him to do it, but if he wants to do it, he can. Once he does, then you can't back out. We have to bring both of these cases. The Eshmin al Hakamai, so he just would have said the case of the wall that falls into the garden. Then we think the chi ka'amar lehi giyucha, when the owner of the wall says to the guy of the garden, they're yours, ain't shamalo, we're not going to list them, shum de lesle agregabe. Because the owner of the garden has no claim on him that he should be paying him for something, right? Nothing happened before that he owes him any money. And therefore, it's even as a gift. And the owner of the garden doesn't have to accept it. He doesn't want to. But in the case of the straw, when he's hired to gather the straw, that he does owe him money because, you know, he worked for him. And Mashamala, maybe we can say that you have to listen to the boss when he offers to do this, to pay him like that. The guy's just saying, I want cash money. I don't want the straw. But the point is, maybe we go and say that you can go and you have to keep it. Dama Inchi, because, you know, people say, Mimari Rashvasech Pariapara, the one who owes you money, collect even bran from him. Rashi says, "Afilu nosin lecha subin kavim." Go and accept it to make sure you actually get paid over here. Therefore, to teach you, no, he could actually accept. He could actually demand that he gets cash money. V'yashmin and b'hachan. If it would have just taught us the case by the worker for the straw, then hacha shekibel a love. Then we think that this case, once the worker accepted the straw, ain't shown low. Then we don't listen to the boss who tries to take it back. We shouldn't just aggravate him because he actually has a claim that, hey, I worked for you, you owe me the money. But the case of the wall, the less aggravate him. He doesn't have any, you know, he doesn't, I, as the garden guy next to you, that I go and accept it. you don't owe me any money, nothing happened over there. So then Tzvicha, maybe you'd think that if you come to take the stones back, you actually can get it. Tzvicha, therefore, to teach both dinim. Next, Ein Shom in Lo. We had just said this again, that if you go in and say, hey, you collected the straw here, take the straw instead, that we don't listen to him if the guy wants the cash money. Ah, frankly, more of a Tanya, but to the Bais Shom in Lo, we do listen to him. Rav Nachman, so we're going to see a bunch of different answers to this. We're not going to all out, and we're going to end with the Amad Beis. He's going to tell us at the top of the Beis how we're going to put it together. Rav Nachman, Lo Kasha. No, it's not a problem. On the one hand, yeah, we say that we don't listen to this guy. I worked for you for the straw. I worked for you for money. I did all the straw stuff. I want my money. So sorry. Nice try. I am not listening to you. And you have to pay me cash. But your bride says, no, I can even pay with the straw. And the guy has to accept that. Says, Gemara lo kasha, kanbisha, lo. Our mishnah is talking about that you have to pay cash money. He's talking about when he says, collect the straw that belongs to me. Like you come to me and hire me to work in your fields with your stuff. In such a case, you have to pay me cash money. However, the Braisa is talking about Kam Bishel Chavero, when you hire me to go do it for your friend, Rashi Shahisa Melecha Chavero Shomelo. Right then, when I'm doing it someone else's property, so then what happens? You have to go and pay me cash money, but that's only if you're actually gaining from it. But we're working for somebody else, so then, nope, then that's not the case anymore. But the Gemara knocks us off. Amar le Rabbi the Rav Nachman b'shalom aitaima d'amar le agra lach. In the case where he's working for you, if I worked for you, why can't you say take the straw? D'amar le agra lach, because I can say back to you. What do you mean? You owe me money, like we said earlier. But you have to go pay me actual cash. But then also when it comes to work for somebody else, you can't pay. Give him the straw because schar love the same idea. You have to give him the schar. The Tanya we learned in a braisa. Ah, so suppose someone goes and hires a worker, a bishalo, and his own stuff, but instead he goes and sends him to his friend's stuff. No sin lo schar bishalim. He has to go and give him cash money. So if you hire me and you have me work in your friend's garden, you have to pay me the cash and then go get the money from him. Can I pay him straw or not? First part, Mishnah says you can. Price says you can. Ella, I'm Rabbi Nachman, lo kasha, lo kasha. Kamishalo. Our Mishnah is talking about when you had him work for his own and for himself. Kamishal Hefker. That was saying when you go work for Hefker. And when he goes, he does it from his own stuff, then he's paying cash. But when he's doing it from Hefker, then I could say, just take the Hefker stuff. It says, go on, Ace Fei Ravalar, Nachman. We learned earlier in this Masech, Mitzias Pol Atzmo, that is a person who's working, he finds something that's Hefker over there, he picks up, it belongs to him, right? It doesn't belong to the guy who hired him. Amos, when is this true? Bismach Amar lo Balabayis, Nakeshim Yayom, O'adorim Yayom. When the Balabayis said to him, he hired him by telling him, I want you to weed for me today or dig for me today. Avalim Amar lo Aseim Imalach Hayom, if he says, just do work for me today. All encompassing, the Mitzias Al Balabayis, the Mitzias actually belongs to the Balabayis. Man of Shach, either stuff belongs to him and therefore you can't pay him with it, or it belongs to you, but then he's your worker, and then you have to go ahead and you have to, pay him cash money. Elam Rav Nachman, it's number three. Lo Kasha. Take number three. Elam Rav Nachman, Lo Kasha, Kan Magba. The Mishnah's talking about Hagba where he picked it up and then you got to pay cash money, right? You got to pick up that straw if it's a Hefker. So then it's cash. Kan babata. The other one's talking about when you are giving it the stare down. When you have to watch it, right? So he's hired to watch stuff that is Hefker in order to make sure it's going to be held on to the big boss over there. So when he goes and he picks it up, so he's working for him. You got to pay him cash money, straight up cash. But in the case where he's just watching it, right? He wasn't acquiring it over there, and therefore he doesn't have to pay him with that. Amarabo, Amarabo, Habatam Hefker Tanayi. This idea of looking at Hefker stuff is actually Mechulkas Tanayi. Rashi says, Ikanya lo kanya, Ikanya lo. If it's kanya or not, if it's kona or not. It's time we learn to the Mishnah Shkalim. Show me Sviche Shvias. Those who watch over the Sviche. Sviche is the stuff that goes during Shemitah. You know, you're not allowed to grow stuff in Shemitah, obviously, and everything is Hefker. But you have stuff that's like left in the fields, different seeds, and it starts to grow. It's called aftergrowth. That's called Svichim. Right? So Rashi says, we're talking over here of Seorin. It's barley stuff, and it's needed for the Mincha Seomer, or of Chitin Letzoch Shtei Alechem, which is what's brought on Pesach, on Shavuos. One's brought on Pesach, the carbon of the Omer, in other words, known as a shtei lechem and shavus. Note in schar mitzvus alishka, they take the money in order to pay somebody who's watching this stuff that's going to be to use for the Omer and the shtei lechem, and they take it from the lishkas hagazir, the trumas alishka, which is stuff from the Beis Hamikdash funds people gave for their machas hashakal for. Rabbi Yossi Omer says harotze misnadev hu v'shom mechinam. If a person wants, he can watch it over for it without any pay, and he can be shom mechinam. So they said back, the Bacham said to Rav Yossi, Ata Omer Kain, what are you going to say that? Ain Boyd Mishal Tzibor. But then if you say that, we have a problem because the Omer and the Shtei Lechem is not going to be coming from the Tzibor. We're going to explain what that means momentarily. My lab, I'll come in because of what they're arguing over, Rav Yossi and the Chachamim. Tanakam, Salver, Habata, Behafkar Kani. The Tanakam is saying, meaning the Chachamim, that if you go ahead and you're watching over it, and by Hefker, you're going to be coded by such a thing. And therefore, if you go and you pay the guy, then everything's great, right? Because it becomes owned by the community. V'lolo, but if not, no, because they're not going to become, he's going to acquire it for himself. He's the one who's getting it. From Yossi Savar, about the Hefker, low cunning. It actually does not cunning at all. It doesn't cone. And when the community goes and he brings the stuff, you know, they go and they take it hashtahut, but that's when they're going and being zocha in it. Umata omer, and what does it mean when it says, and if you say that it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be coming from the community, halchim omer, lezim is the same. Midvarech l'dvareinu, if we put your words of meaning that the shomer, the watchman, doesn't have to get paid, with our words, that if he watches it, he's going to be kone, ein omer shtei lechem boy mishal tzibor, it's not going to come mishal tzibor. Why is that? Because he's going to be the one who's going to be kone now. And it doesn't belong to the tzibor. It says, "Gemara, Amar Rav, hello." That's not exactly what's going on. The kuli am about the befker kani. Everyone's maskam. You go and you give the stare down to the sefker skuff. You could be konet, and therefore, you know, he is konet. We're dealing with the case of whether or not he's going to give it over to the tzibor really wholeheartedly. He's saying, there we go, you got to pay the guy. If not, then he's not going to give it over wholeheartedly. And it's not going to be the tzibor. He says, we're not worried about such an idea. And therefore, even though he acquires it, we know he's going to give it over to us. What does it mean when he says, and if you say that, it's not going to be coming from the tzibor? If we put your words that he doesn't get paid, l'dvareinu, to our words, d'chashin shem elohim say yafi yafe, then ain omer shtei lechem boy mishal tzibor, it's not going to come from the tzibor. Ikadami, some explain it a little differently. Rav Amar, d'kulim abab d'afka lo kani. Everyone says that if you give the stare down, it's not kona. V'halcha b'chashin and l'bali zeros coming from you. What are we arguing over here? We're dealing about the bali zeros, that is the ganavim. The people are going to come and steal. Rashi shim lo notzi aleim kol. If you don't have a kol out there, shehin shal hektish, these bali zeros, these strong armed people, shalokhin osam b'chazako, that's what they can take it for themselves. Right, so therefore, the Tanakhamas of yours, the Takiri Rabbanon Lemesav Learba Zuze, the Chachamim said that you pay the guy for Zos, Kehechi Delishme Bali Zos, so that the strong armed people are going to hear it belongs to Beis Hamikdash, and they're going to separate themselves from it. They wouldn't mind stealing something that's set aside for the Beis Hamikdash, but they would if it belongs to it. They didn't set up such a din over here, we're not worried they're going to come and take this idea. And therefore, you don't have to go and deter them by paying the guy. Peep, turn the page. So, what does it mean? And if you say we're not going to come to the Seber, how can you come to the Seber? If we put your words that you don't pay the guy to our words that he should be paid, that it's going to come out that the four zuz that he should be getting for, you know, from the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, when you bring it in public, it's ain boy mishal tzibor, it's not coming from the tzibor because this guy's going to hold on to it. V'chein ki asa rabbi, Rabbi says also, the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan is whether or not we are worried about the people going to come in and come and strong arm their way in over there and come and take it. The Chacham say pay the guy to deter them, and Rabbi Yossi says that you don't have to pay him because they're not worried they're going to come and take it. All right, zok the next heilige Mishnah. Hamotzi zevel, there's just a rabbin. Someone who puts a zevel's manure in, there's just a rabbin. Hamotzi motzi, v'mezabel mezabel. You're not allowed to leave it over there. Rashi says that klomer ino rishay lasho, so you can't leave it there. Sham elazemotzio minarefes. This one takes it out. One takes it out. Takes it out. Takes it out from the barn, and he goes and he puts it out. Rishis Sarabim va'noso yemizuman. And the guy who's going to take this out to now fertilize the land, he should be over there. Lisada ve'legina lezava. He takes it away right away to go and to fertilize. Right. You put it there, but you can't leave it there. Ain't sharin tidrishis Sarabim. You're not allowed to leave Tit in Rishu Sarah. Rav says, "Mekomos Yesh Shesharon Oso Yamim Rabim." He lived there for a while. Rishu Yamim Rabim Sabur Makomecha. He lived on one plate. This is clay. You would soak in water to be able to use in order to be usable. In some places, they would pile them up and soak it for a bunch of days over there. So Ein, all it is Rishu Sarah. Ein Lov Dem Levenim. And you can't go and make bricks. Also, in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Lefisha, Masho, Sunli, Abshan, you have to leave it there to dry. Shishlo techatit, bekarka, chalka, kove, elvenim, bechoritz, bo, charito, shtey, ashasi, barif, kemiz, elvenim, menichim, sham, ad, shiav, you have to leave it until it goes and it dries, right? What they did is they put clay over this flat area of the ground, and they had the thickness to how much they want the bricks to be. And then, yeah, shasi, barif, they were cut across this clay over here, and then make the shape of the bricks, and then they left them there to dry, and they have to leave them for a while. You're not allowed to do it in Rosh Hashanah. So Ein Sharon Tit Rosh Hashanah, Ein Lov Dem Levenim. Have a golden tit Rosh Hashanah, but you can go and knead the clay. Rashi says, "Let's say miyad b'binyan to go and use it immediately. It's going to be used as in Rosh Hashanah. Have a lo levenim, but you're not allowed to use it for bricks." Bricks were the things that had to be left for a couple of days, but you can do it if it's going to be used for like, for cement. How about in Rosh Hashanah, somebody goes and he's building in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim explained that we're dealing with a case that the building is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but the workers have to be in Rosh Hashanah to work. Maybe Avon and maybe. And the one who brings the stones to be used there, he brings it right away. And then he goes, he has to build right away. Same idea. And say, you're not allowed to go ahead. You're not allowed to leave it there. Rashi says, me out of me. He goes, he takes it. The other guy delivers it. And then he goes and builds it. V'im hizik. Now, if with all these things, one actually ends up causing hizik, Mishal Mashizik, he has to pay that which he was mazik. Rashi says, af misakin hu es malachto lefnei shloshim yom. He goes, a big statement over here. He says that you're allowed to go ahead and even prepare the work for 30 days before you need them. You could use it and leave it with Shusarabim. Rashi says, and there's damage that happens over there. There's a work area. So no, you don't have to pay. You're not going to be chayv to pay. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. We said that you can't leave the Zevel Mishnah Sarabim. Let's say this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. De Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda. We learned this, if you remember, back in Bava Kama as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bishas Otsas Volim. There's a season when they go and they put out the manure. That's when what happens, they go in the fertilizer fields. So they would leave some of that stuff outside. It is the season. Other Moses Volim, Shishrabim, Gabriel, Shishrabim, it's over. You're allowed to leave it there for 30 days, right? You're allowed to go and leave it for 30 days. Unbelievable. Rashi says, you can go ahead and you can flip it over, every 30 days. That it'd be crushed up at the feet of the people and animals that walk by it. They would leave like this type of material that would actually become more strong and potent, and people would step all over it. Delicious. Shalmanas Kane Hinchel Yoshua Yisrael as arts. That Yoshua, he set it up there when they were splitting up the land, that it was set up that this is allowed to be done when he was giving out the land over here, so people can go ahead and put the manure out there. So you see, you can't leave it out over there. This goes against our Mishnah, which says you can't do it. So it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara feels him Rabbi Yehuda. Give a sit to Rabbi Yehuda. Kibod Rabbi Yehuda Shem Hizik Chayav L'Shalim. And he's more than if it's Mazik, then you have to pay. Rashi says, "Rashi says Nami Eitz Etovakom." It's just saying Shlo Yischayav Binsko. The Mishnah's not saying you're not allowed to. It's just saying if you did it, you're going to be Chayav. So good advice would be not to go and do that. But you Taka would be allowed to go and do such things. You'd be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Vehotinan. Now, what we just saw, what we just answered, is saying that Rabbi Yehuda would matter in Rosh Hashanah, but say you're going to be chayev for doing it, Vehotinan. But what do you mean? But we learned in a Mishnah that Moder Rabbi Yehuda b'ner Chanukah Shabbatah. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be masking that ner Chanukah, if you leave it on the street, you're not going to be chayev. This is all in Bava Kama, right? You're going to be patur. You also because you're doing it with Rosh Hashanah. You have Rosh Hashanah to go ahead and to leave the stuff over there. So, what does it mean? My lav is just the bezdin. It must mean that you have bezdin just to do it, and therefore it's going to be mutter to do such a thing. So, the reason Rabbi Yehuda is going to say you're going to be potter for the Chanukah licht in the street is that you're allowed to go and do it, which means to say that Rabbi Yehuda is not says that one is not going to be chayav for paying for something which is mutter. So even the case of benuor also, you want to see Rabbi Yehuda would say it's mutter, you're not going to be chayav. So it's going to be low. Rishus the mitzvah. What does it mean, rishus? It doesn't mean rishus the bezin. It means rishus of the mitzvah. So what that means is that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, the reason why Chanukah you're going to be potter is because you have rishus of the mitzvah to go do such an idea, right? And that's because you're doing a mitzvah. But that even if it's mutter, but it's not a mitzvah, that he's going to be masking, a person is going to be chayiv. Ve'otanya. One second, we learned in the Braisa that Kol Elu Shamu Mutar and Lekalkel Lekalkel Birshus Arabim in his Chayiv Leshalim Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Right, we said in all the situations the Chum said that one is allowed to go ahead and Lekalkel Birshus Arabim, like you can leave manure over there, right, and or other ideas that Rashi says brings from Bava Kama, you can let your water go into the streets. If you're mazik, you're chayv to pay. Rehuda Pauter, Rehuda says you're actually be pauter. So we see Rehuda says straight up that you're not going to be chayv for these things that happen over here. So therefore, ela bechvarta basisno Rabbi Yehuda. It's clear that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Abaye. It's not only Rabbi Yehuda says that something's going to be mutter to do is you're not going to be chayv to pay this nezek there, which goes against our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Kulu Sfir Lehu Kol Makom Shanosel Chachamim Rishos Vehizik Pater. Any time a Kol Makom Rishos do something and they were mazik, they're going to be Pater. Rabbi Yehuda Adar Amr, like we said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Tanah Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Af Misakin who has Malach Lefein Shloshim Yom, there's just 30 days where he's not going to be chayv there for nezek. Rabbi Shimon the Tanah, we're going to see above a bas, Rabbi Shimon is Baruch Shemo. Have a ma'amido ba'aliyah. If somebody sets up an oven in the aliyah in the upstairs, tzarech she'tachto maziva shloshel tefachim. He has to have this plaster underneath it three tefachim. Ubekira tefach. When it comes to akira, another type of stove, then you only need an amount of one tefach because it's less hot. Vimhizik, and if you did all this and then it damaged something, mishalik mashahizik, he has to pay that which he was mazik. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo amru kol shiur malalu elashim hizik patam shalom. The only reason he tells us all these different shiur is that if you did it properly, then it's mazik something, you're going to be potter. So you see all of them agree as well. That if the chachamim say that you're allowed to do it, then you're going to be off the hook. There's no, you don't have to pay for hezek. Tanu Rabbanan, hachatzav shemosa lesatzos. The chatzav is a guy who cuts the stones. He's a stone cutter. He's actually the first guy. Yavud stone is a quarry. Quarry is where I have all the stones. There's this big, massive area outside with this huge stone. You have the guy who cuts from there, and then he gives it to a stone cutter, and he goes and he smooths it off and makes it into the proper shape. Rashi says, Chatzav is a chotzev evin minahar. He cuts it from the mountain. La'akom mechibura. He's taken from the, and then satas huam ham arba'ah mechlika. He goes and makes it into the right shape, and he smooths it out. So what happens, he goes, he gives it over, this stone that he cut off from the big rock, he gives it to the stone cutter. Hasatas chayev. So now the satas, the stone cutter, is going to be chayev for any damage that happens because of the stone or to the stone, right? If it goes and it falls from his hands and it damages something or it breaks, he's the one who's going to have to deal with it. Hasatas, Shamas al-Khamar, when he gives it over to the donkey driver, he's the one who's going to deliver it now. Rashi says, no, some in Ahar. She sees Hasatas Sham. He gives it to the guy who puts it on his shoulders, to the builder. So what happens then? Once the donkey driver goes and he transports it to the area where they're working, Hachamar Chayev, if it falls from his hands, he's one of his Chayev. Hachamar Shemaz Lekatav, he gives it over to the porter, Hakatav Chayiz Chayev. Hakatav Shemaz Lebanai, he gives it to the builder, Habanai Chayev. Habanai Shemaz Lebanai, he gives it to the modern Hebrew, Adjuchal is like what do you call those people? Adjuchalut is an architect, and Adjuchal is an architect, but he's given to the guy who is putting out the bricks. Rashi says, "Hu avia umnin shehu medaktik b'hanochas ha'evan." He knows exactly how to do it. L'sadada al moshva b'shava shelo tamish v'lo tata. It's not going to fall out. Lotei boltos chutz l'dimos. It's not going to go out in the wrong place. So that's like the architect. That's the guy who puts it down. Adjuchal chayef, he's on his chayef. V'miniach evan al adimos. But if after this main guy, he put the stone on top of the row of stones of the building and it falls and it gets and it damaged, kulam chayavim l'shalim, all of them are chayav to pay. What in the world does that mean? Right? What in the world does that mean? They're all going to pay. V'atanya, we looked at the b'risa. Achon chayav, last one's chayav, kulam patur, and the rest of them are going to be potter. It says, lo kasha, kan b'schirus, kan b'kablonus. the second brisa, which says that after it's set, only the one master guy is going to be chayev. That's talking about where each hired under a separate hiring, right? In that case, each worker is responsible only for the damage that happens when it's under his jurisdiction. But here in the first brisa, which says that all the workers are going to be chayev, that's referring to the case where the workers are hired together under one contract. And since they took it on as members of one team, they took the responsibility upon themselves as well. Rashi says, Kulam chayavim hechad delo nafla miyad echad mehandal kulam lishmor shatem reshav zefa. All of them should be careful that it was set properly. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.